Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you're on your phone, your server will not engage you.
We're not going to talk to you while you're on your phone.
Why would we?
You're on the phone. That's a whole different conversation.
You're in public. You're here for a reason that person isn't there.
Exactly.
I'm here.
We'll wait for you to finish your conversation. We're not even going to look at you until you finish your conversation.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we reveal the 10 restaurant commandments. Mm. This show will reveal poor etiquette that restaurant guests often do that restaurants would love to correct. Here are the unwritten rules of the restaurant, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
This show was my manager came up to me.
With the 10 food commandments?
Jay, yeah. I forget what had happened right before that. And we're in the office and he's typing away and he looks at me. He's like, you know what would be a good podcast episode? He said, you know, you should do on the unwritten rules of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. We love talking. I love talking shop with him. Mm-hmm. And so today we're going to present the 10.
Okay.
The 10 that are important to me anyway. And number one, you got to start somewhere. This is not ranked in order, but don't overstay your welcome.
Oh, yes.
It's not a park bench.
It's not.
And so the whole premise of this show is to understand that the restaurant is a business. It's a restaurant business. And as a restaurant, we have been relegated from bad actors, honestly.
Yeah.
Who think that they could do anything.
Anything they want.
Because they're a guest, they're a customer.
It's out of control.
It really is out of control. It borderlines abuse.
It is abuse. It's not borderline.
I was trying to be subtle. it's really where do you go that you could just take up a table, no problem, it's busy all around you, things are happening, that's the service section, this is revenue, and what
we don't want you to be rushed by any means, but know your time limit. You know, you come to eat, you're there to eat, you're there to enjoy yourself. And it's okay to hang out for a little bit, but don't go crazy.
Hanging out, not ordering stuff.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
When it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
You had dessert. Listen, I've read several reviews when we did our review show. I don't know if it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
In some places, they had a limit. Like a 2 hour or 2.5 hour limit and things like that.
Yeah.
Yet,
especially during COVID, you start seeing more and more prevalent during COVID. I remember seeing that for sure.
If you can get away with it, if you're busy, you can do it. So I know a lot of restaurants don't give a time limit or whatever, but the unwritten rule is don't overstay.
Yeah.
2.5 hours is more than enough for a restaurant
more
stay.
More than enough.
That's almost
any given size party.
Oh, yes. Any given size party
can
be done and have a great time, 2.5 hours. Yeah. It's not a park bench.
No.
You know, it's not a pavilion where
you
just...
When you hit the 3-hour, 4-hour mark, you're getting looked at.
4 hours is outrageous. Then you're just out of pocket. That's more than abuse.
Okay. Mm. Coming at 5 o'clock. At 9:45, I had a table waiting on the table. I go, you guys have to, you know, I said, I am not kicking you out, but I have to kick you out.
Go to the bar. Go to another restaurant.
Table for a while.
Yes.
Like literally since like 9 o'clock, it's 9:45.
You're going wire to wire on your visit?
Full time, yeah.
Yes. It's perfectly fine. However you want to word it. You know, we're behind on the next reservation for this table or whatever the case may be. Even though you don't take reservations, you have to be conscious that it is a business.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to, you know, where are you? When you go to a movie, they don't just let you sit there until the next movie comes in, or you don't get to peruse.
You don't get to watch two movies.
All the other movies and stuff like that. I paid one price. I get to do whatever you want. You're abusing that.
Yeah.
That situation. Get out of here. That's number one. It's just be conscious of it.
Absolutely.
You know, there are some restaurants in Miami that give you a limit, but mm-hmm. they tell you up front.
Yeah.
Yet the guests talk about being rushed, but they don't really mention, were you late?
Yeah.
Did you have your full time?
If you
were rushed beyond your full time, that's rushed.
Yeah.
But if you were, you know, kicked out because you were aware of the time limit.
Absolutely.
You weren't rushed.
No.
Your time was up.
Yeah, you came. If you were late, or if you were told when you made your reservation, there are places that make a reservation.
Yes.
You know, if you're late, you get a 15-minute window or whatever, and you only get to sit for X amount of, you know, 2 hours. Let's say 2 hours or two and a half, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you show up an hour late, now you're down to an hour and a half.
Exactly. So exactly.
It wasn't them.
Yeah, correct.
It was you.
It was you. And if whether you realize it or not, if you have a place that takes reservations, you have a time limit.
Oh, yeah.
How's a restaurant going to take a reservation?
Without having a time limit.
If you're starting, let's say first wave, 6:30, 7:30, mm-hmm. whatever, how can you take an 8:30 reservation if no one gets up from the first
exactly.
turn?
Exactly.
You have to leave.
Yeah.
Go to the bar, go to another restaurant. You have to keep it moving. Please. Second, don't make multiple reservations. There are bad actors out there. They make reservations at several restaurants,
yes.
or even the same restaurant because they want to have the leeway of coming at this time or getting a better time or whatever.
Really?
I might be like, yes, yes. Unbelievable. That is poor practice.
That's horrible.
Restaurants count on these reservations as a guide.
Yeah, at the bare minimum, if you make two reservations, you cancel one when you decide where you're going.
And cancel in a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're not going to show up eventually. Yes, cancel a reservation. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they don't cancel the reservations. You have a list of no-shows. That's
always. I've always seen that.
Yes. So that also, the no-shows and multiple reservations will put all in one.
Yeah.
That is an unwritten...
That's a strain on business. You're messing up my money.
It's time to end the madness.
Think about it. When you make a doctor's appointment, okay,
mm-hmm.
they'll charge you if you don't come in. Like, especially on the day of. Now, if you do it, like, you know, like I said, 24 hours before.
Yes.
Or even within reason, a couple hours before your, you know, before your thing or something like an emergency happens, you know, they'll forgive it. But...
Yeah.
But they tell you up front when you listen to the deal, if you're not here by this time, either you're bumped, you got to make a whole new reservation,
yep.
and you got to pay for that one.
Yes.
Or, you know, it is what it is.
I blame restaurants because, yes, we're all here for revenue and things like that, but some of them bend over in a way that is not really
feasible.
Yeah, it's not beneficial. Where are you going with that? That doesn't help anybody.
No.
I don't want to go on a rant.
Okay, we're not.
Let's move it right along onto the next unwritten rule. If the bar is full, the bar is full. I'm not here to guarantee you seating at the bar.
Oh, no.
So you could take your happy hour drink and go sit at a table.
No, that doesn't work.
You're not getting happy hour at the
table
unless it's happy hour everywhere.
In the whole restaurant.
Some restaurants are happy hour everywhere.
Most aren't
because it's a bar.
It's a bar promotion.
Yes.
You're promoting your bar to put seats at the bar, to put asses in seats. Okay.
There you go.
That's what it's for.
There you go. So I've had people say, well, there are no seats at the bar.
Yeah. You should have got here earlier.
Yeah.
It's so, happy hour.
You know how many times I've stood up?
At a bar. At happy hour.
You want the deal?
Yo.
Stay your ass in the bar.
Exactly. You make it work. Somebody might be getting up. You got to... We've been to multiple spots when we did happy hour on a regular basis where we had to look around the bar.
Yes.
This was a busy happy hour spot and find our way, get in where we fit in.
Apply yourself.
Ugh. It doesn't just come to you.
Yes.
God, if it just came to all of us, life would be...
see you next week earlier?
Exactly.
Is that what I'm hearing? Yeah. So, please. We don't guarantee
some people get there early. Like,
Happy Hour starts at 4, they're there at 3:30. Yes.
They deserve the spot. You didn't put the work in.
And mission accomplished on us.
You showed up at 6 o'clock.
And there's nothing wrong with standing. It's a bar.
We're not mad at that. I'm just saying, don't be mad at it.
Especially when
you show up at 6 o'clock and there's no seats. 5:30 in the middle of happy hour. Why would you even think there'd be seats?
I don't know.
Where did you get this logic from?
Who are you? Next one. You ever see those people that come in? You show them to a table. They look around. Nothing wrong with the table. They look around. Then they point to another table. They sit down. And then they move again.
Musical chairs. I stop. As soon as you move once.
Yes.
You're not my table anymore.
We'll give you the one time.
Oh, yeah.
Moving more than the one time, you're the problem. You're already a problem. Don't be a problem. You got a preference. Maybe the vent is above you. Maybe the sun's in your eyes.
Sure.
Yeah.
You get one shot.
Can I have that table over there?
But before you even go ask for it, you should go look and make sure it's going to fit your needs. Don't just say, don't point. Get your butt up, okay, and be like, am I going to like this before I even move anything?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm sending you right back to the host. You're going to start this whole situation over again.
The host is in charge of all the tables, first of all. So I don't know. I may have put this one on there. But don't seat yourself.
Oh, yeah. We're not there yet. But yes, don't never seat yourself.
Don't seat yourself. Unless it says self-seating.
Unless it says self-seating or somebody tells you.
Yeah.
And that's still not seating yourself because somebody told you to go move your
butt. Good point.
Okay.
Good point. Yes, await instructions.
Yes, await instructions. Absolutely.
So yes, the host is in charge of all the tables because to you, all you see is tables and all the world's a seat for you.
And especially like at your spot where you do reservations, imagine somebody just walked in, they walk right past, because the host might be seating somebody.
Correct.
You know what I mean? She might not be at her post.
Correct.
She might be seating somebody. So first of all, walk into a place. Go to the designated area and wait for a second.
Act like you've been somewhere.
Absolutely. Wait for a second. Please wait to be seated. And there's probably a sign that you walk right by that you didn't even see that was sitting saying the same exact thing.
It should be implied unless told otherwise.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wait for instructions.
Exactly.
And then go from there.
So to me, the biggest issue is it being an unwritten rule. As a guest, you're like, the whole restaurant is, I see tables everywhere. It may not be empty, but I see tables there. Then you move because you're getting sat there because this next table has an available server who has time right now.
Take care of you.
For you. Now you want to move. Okay. You might have to wait a little bit because things are out of turn now. Mm-hmm. This server might have just gotten a table. He or she is now on assignment.
Yep.
So now you messed up the flow, but still you're impatient. Maybe I haven't got.
You moved.
Take it easy. You moved.
You moved.
That matters.
Yeah.
All these things matters to a well-oiled machine.
Yes. Okay. So, you can just throw gunk into the oil.
Exactly.
And expect it to keep running perfectly.
Wait till you fit in, buddy.
Exactly.
Just wait till you fit in. So don't seat yourself. And if you move more than once.
Be patient.
And stop being a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. If you're on your phone, your server will not engage you.
No.
Let's say it again. If you're on your phone, your server will not engage you.
We're not going to talk to you while you're on your phone.
Why would we?
You're on the phone. That's a whole different conversation.
You're in public. You're here for a reason that person isn't there.
Exactly.
I'm here.
Yep.
We'll
wait for you to finish your conversation. We're not even going to look at you until you finish the conversation.
I got other shit to do.
Exactly.
You don't exist. You might as well as not even sat down.
Exactly. You could have waited.
If you sit down with a phone to your ear, you're not even there. So?
You got your table, but now you're waiting.
Now you're waiting. So don't complain. Don't say nobody came up to you. We're not. We're walking right by you.
Yes. Till you're off the phone.
Yes.
So we can engage you like an adult. Or a human being. We're not even calling it an adult. A human being.
You're not giving them the credit?
No. Because it could be anything. It could be a a kid. It could, you know, so
yeah,
we're gonna engage you like a human being.
Yes,
with nothing on your ear, on your phone, in your ear. You're not, you know, talking into something that we don't know who you're talking to.
Oh, that's the worst. When you don't even see the phone and it's in the air, in your ear. Listen, it's time to bring some etiquette back into the restaurant experience. It's out of control. The people that do the FaceTime, you are a moron. FaceTiming at the table. What are you doing? You're with people.
Yeah.
Live flesh people. And blood yes. people. That person isn't there for a reason. They missed out.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people showing them the whole restaurant, things like that. Are you on a mission?
Yeah.
Get out of here. You look stupid.
You dumb.
You
look dumb.
You really do. And they don't care. They're fine being looking like absolutely ridiculous.
They're oblivious to it.
That's a great word. All right. Let's go on. But before we go on, if you enjoy
whatever we're on,
we're at 6 now.
Okay, perfect.
So if you enjoy our show, let us know. If we missed any in this list, comment.
I mean, I'm sure we did, but these are pretty good so far.
No, this is the definitive list. How dare you? If you're listening on our audio, you can reach out to me. You can either follow me on Instagram at the Modern Waiter Podcast or email me. I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Let's move on. Pay for the things that you want. Yes. You want it, pay for it. That's it. You know,
like, if you order something, let's say you, because yesterday I went to lunch.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered a lunch special, but I changed the sauce from a red sauce to a white sauce.
Okay.
And I got charged for the white sauce.
Yes.
At first, I was like, oh, wow, they charged me. But then I was like, I'm not mad at it.
I asked for it. There you go.
Yeah.
Be responsible for your choices.
You asked for. Absolutely. Yes.
You want extra, you're going to pay for it. It's fine. You're requesting something.
Yeah.
You want less ice in your vodka soda? Pay for a double if that's what you're after. How are we going to survive on giving shit away?
Yeah, don't complain, say it's weak. Okay, if you get less of something. Okay.
Because you're just getting more mixer.
That's all you're getting.
So pay for the things.
Pay for what you want.
Pay for what you want.
And you'll get what you want.
And half the time, if you're nice about it,
you're pretty good.
Yeah, you're going to get, like, they're going to give it to you for free. Yeah. Or you know, there's always some kind of discretion that happens. But when you're trying to get away with stuff.
Yeah, don't be sneaky about it.
When you're trying to be sneaky and verbal, like, oh, well, I'm just substituting. Well,
too bad.
Once you're substituting,
you should have paid for it anyway.
You're opening up yourself.
Yeah. It's an extra thing. You want something different.
Because you don't know what it takes.
You have to pay for substitutions.
To some places you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might not be an even cost. It might be extra work. So like when I looked at my check, I was like, okay, that might be more work and I get it. You know, it's not something that's readily available.
It might just be an opportunity to bang you over the head.
And I'm okay with that.
The sauce is already made. You don't have to make sense of it.
I don't.
You open up your mouth.
I got what I wanted.
And you got, boom. You got what you wanted.
There it is.
You pay for what you want.
Absolutely.
That's just the unwritten rule.
That's it.
Let's go on to the next one. Don't show up right before closing.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
I would say if you understand that a place closes at 11.
You need to be there no later than 10:30.
10:30.
No later. You need a full half an hour.
Unless you are the world's fastest eater and getter outer.
It doesn't even matter about that. Because after 10:30, they're already in the process of breaking certain things down.
Yeah.
So you're already gonna, even if you got the easiest thing on the planet, mm-hmm. okay, they might be missing ingredients. If you walk in, let's say they close at 11, you come in at 10:55 and you want XYZ, we might already ran out of that. We might already had this. You're already at the bare bones. You know what I mean? Because we're only holding what we really need left for the end.
That is an excellent point. And so it goes back to the business end of it. The reason why people are going to be breaking down and you're thinking, well, you're open till 11 o'clock, there's a decline in business.
Absolutely.
You're not going to hold these staff, especially the kitchen staff, they may make a certain hourly.
Yeah.
So you multiply that.
And there's a budget.
There's a budget.
We keeping them on costs us labor.
Yes.
Just like if you were at a business, you want to cut your labor so you can make money, because that's what we're in the business of doing, is making money.
100%. Well said. Now, so we already went through the don't seat yourself.
Yes.
But
I see you've added, there's a second part to it, so let's talk about it.
Yes, because we missed that part.
Yes.
Don't seat yourself at a dirty table.
You shouldn't be seating yourself anyways. Okay, you should go back to what we just said.
Yeah.
Wait for somebody to talk to you and get instruction. And if they should, and when I give instruction, because let's say my host is gone,
mm-hmm.
and I work at a spot where we have a host, but you know, just like we were talking about labor 2 seconds ago, if it's dead,
okay.
we might not have a host for an hour or two.
Gotcha.
Makes perfect sense. You know what I mean? We're cutting labor.
Yes.
They're an hourly employee. So if I'm seating you and I say, hey, I'll tell you just like this. You can sit at any of those tables that are clean and already set up. I give word to word perfect instruction.
Now,
and that they will walk over to that dirty table, and then I go and tell them about themselves. Okay. I say, hey, didn't I just say to you, any table that's clean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do it funnily and laugh at their face, but at the same time, I'm like, yo.
They got
to
know.
They need to know. What did you just do?
And what is it about the psychology of it? I need to do a study on that. Why do people
pick the dirty table?
Pick the dirty table.
What is it? Because you thought somebody else was there? Is it like when people want to sleep with other people's boyfriend or girlfriend because they actually have a man? Is that what the idea is? I mean, do they look more impressive because
that
they have
might
somebody?
Be, that
is that,
might
is that
be,
the same idea?
That might, you might be onto something, because maybe that was a choice table, and choice tables tend to, because.
Sure.
Usually in a restaurant, there are one or two tables that are more advantageous than others.
Absolutely.
Or disadvantageous. So they're more likely to have been used,
mm-hmm.
more likely to be desired once again. So you might be onto something, but you're still a moron, because what is going to happen when you're, how is it going to work when you're sitting at a table? How is it going to be clean?
And I have no problem with you saying, hey, I'll wait for that table.
That's how you do it.
Then you're a normal person.
And wait for the table.
I got you.
Okay? Yeah. Can I have that table over there?
Yeah, absolutely. You want that one? Just give me a minute to get it clean. Wait right here. When it's clean, you come over. Then we can start the process the right way.
Oh, man. So listen, we're going to do this experiment at some point in this podcast journey. We're going to figure out definitively why it is that people will seat themselves at a dirty table more often than not.
Yo, it's out of control.
It makes no sense. I wouldn't even consider it. The only way I would consider it is if we were in a race.
Yeah.
And there was no other table available, and I had to win this race by sitting at any available table, kind of like, what's that, musical chairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
If somebody else was coming for the table, I'm going to sit there.
Yeah. Then I can claim my table.
Yes.
Yes.
But we ain't playing that game.
We're not playing that game.
No. Never have, never will.
No.
This one, be mindful of your kid's mess. Sugar caddies are not toys.
But they think they are.
Ketchup packets.
It's color by numbers when you got the sugars out.
Crickets.
Because there's pink, there's yellow, there's blue, they're all.
Yeah, but they open them up, throw them on the floor.
It's out of control.
The packages of crackers are crunched open, so the parents open them up, and the kid just like, can't. Come on now, what is that?
Do you do that in your own house?
How do you live?
And if you let them do that in your house, okay, we get it, but you have to clean up in your house, right? So you should act like, we're not saying you need to be 100% spotless. Okay?
No, that's not the point. That's not, but you don't need to trash a doggone restaurant.
Exactly. It doesn't need to be a disaster either.
Yes. You know you got some wild ass kids.
Yes.
Don't put those in their hands.
Control your children.
You know, don't put them in the hands in the first place.
Yeah.
I remember I worked at a place that had the potential of having kids. When I saw a kid coming to my table, I took all that shit off the table.
Oh, yeah. Quick, fast, and hurry.
And, you know, can I have a shit? I'll give you one. No, because you're not about to disrespect my space. This is my workspace.
Yeah.
This is how I do business. And then you leave. I've had parents who are mindful that, and they've paid extra for the cleanup. They'd give me a little bit extra.
Say, hey, I'm sorry, the mess, or whatever. Absolutely.
At least, and it's not necessarily the money. It. Yes.
They acknowledged it.
Yes. And they acknowledged it and meant it. If you acknowledge it and you don't do anything about it, you don't mean it.
Or even if you try to put it back together, you know, you're acknowledging that you did. You might have put it back wrong, and that's fine. I'll fix it on my own. But at least you put the effort to put it back in the thing or whatever. I'm okay with that. You acknowledge that your kid was going to make a mess. Like you said, the key word was mindful.
Yes.
Yeah. Be mindful. Don't be oblivious. Get it together, people.
I agree with that 100%. Act like you want to do something about it. You know, so love
Teach your kids the right way. Because when they become adults,
mm-hmm.
whatever you teach them at that age is what projects into the future.
What is understood need not be discussed. All right. Now, this kind of piggybacks off of the pay for what you want.
Okay.
However, the menu is put together for a reason.
Absolutely.
We're going to, we'll have a chef on and we'll talk about building a menu. It's not just, hey, I think this will be cool to have.
No. It's their vision. Okay. It's like when you buy a car or when you go to a dealership, when they even sneakers, you know, from, you know, across the board.
Okay.
People have a vision of how they see things.
Okay.
That chef has that same vision. Artists have a vision of how that picture's going to look. You got to treat it the same way. The chef's vision of what that food's supposed to look like is what he acquires the taste across the board. And that is what his vision is supposed to be. Now, we get it. There's certain little nuances because you might have allergies. You might have X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And that we might be able to facilitate. Yeah. Or I'm going to tell you, you get a whole different dish. Because the plate is made the way it's made because it is made to have that flavor and that taste for your experience.
That is my point. If you don't like the beets in a beet salad, it's called the beet salad.
Don't get the beet salad.
This is not the dish for you.
Go get a Caesar salad. Go get a house salad. Get something that you can eat.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That fits you.
Agreed. And so, listen, you mentioned the vision as an artist, but art meets commerce. And so for the chef, it's not just art. It's put together because this station can do this.
Absolutely.
This station can do that. We could put it together for this amount of money. And this is what the cost of the dish is.
Absolutely.
You ain't no damn chef. Even if you were a chef, don't come in here, start rearranging shit. It's put together. If you don't like the ingredients of something, like you said, choose another dish.
Absolutely.
It's perfectly fine. It's called the menu. Mm-hmm. Choose. Not create.
No.
You ain't applying for a job.
It's not build your own omelet.
It's
okay. It is what it is.
I completely agree. It is what it is. And if you don't like your dish, it's summarily not enough of a reason to send it back. If you don't like your wine, it's not summarily the only reason to send back the wine.
The reason why you taste the wine is make sure it's not bad.
Yes.
That's it.
If it's spoiled,
that's our problem.
Yes.
We will fix it.
If we delivered it to you in the condition that it's meant to, food included.
Absolutely.
You should be paying for it.
Absolutely.
Hey, I didn't like it. So be it for next time.
Now, if it's overcooked.
Correct.
If there's anything that we failed.
If we fucked it up.
Yes. If we failed to give you the presentation at its optimal.
Yes.
Then it's our fault. And we will fix it.
100%.
On our dime, 100%. Now, when it's made perfectly to your specification, whether it be a steak, whether it be chicken, whether it be whatever, and then you send it back, that's on you.
Yeah, I've had dishes that just didn't hit.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't a hit.
It wasn't a hit.
Don't go through the whole menu trying to find something that you
think
like.
Is a hit.
No, yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. We got one bonus one, and we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Separate checks, people.
Oh, God.
If you want the separate checks, you already knew you were going to have separate checks. Say it in the beginning.
Say it in the beginning and try to
say limit, it with your chest.
And try to limit past a certain amount as well.
I could even deal with the pain of the numerous separate checks. I'll give you that grace. But if you don't tell me.
But if you tell me at the end, you're SOL.
Yeah. I'm giving you the one, you figuring it out.
Absolutely.
Well, you should have told me in the beginning. I'm not going to keep track of you.
I'm not running around, doing extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
And along with the separate checks, I'm not splitting the cost of a particular item.
No, no. That
whole item
is on, if you ordered it, it's on your check. Okay?
Yes.
Now, if you want to put, if there's five people at the table and you guys all shared everything and you, but other people feel like they pay less or more, you don't want to do it evenly, then you put the number. Okay? $30, $40, $50.
But then that's not a separate check for me.
No.
That you got to figure that out.
You got to figure that out.
100%.
But these are the things we're telling you guys.
And these
to know.
Are the commandments,
yes.
The unwritten rules of the restaurant people.
Boom.
So print, rewind, check the gate.
Watch it again. It's the 10 food commandments. Yes.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny the Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We will see you next time.
Later.